Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes.
You're a Coach Prime hater.
Don't say that, man.
Yeah, you will.
Don't say that.
You're a Coach Prime hater.
I am not a Coach Prime. I'm a supporter of all things black.
No, you go against the grain.
I just simply said they have a garbage can defense.
No, but that, no. We know the weakness of the team is their defense. That's not an argument.
That's not a weakness. It's a liability.
That's a liability.
It's terrible.
But
it's
that ain't
worst.
Got nothing to do
it's
with
the
prime.
Worst in football.
It ain't got nothing to do with prime.
How it don't?
You think that they defense got something to do with it? With that personnel. This is not professional. You can't go in the offseason and spend $100 million on your defense and have it right in 1 year.
They can't even transfer part.
No, but you can't do that. You can't.
You better do it this offseason.
No, that's what I'm saying. He got what he thought that worked. It didn't work out. Ain't nothing he can do. It's a liability. We never said they was going to play for no championship.
No, not at all. But
So that's the problem I have.
You got to win the games you got to win.
But that was one they supposed to win.
Yeah.
But now they got to win one that you wasn't expecting them to win.
They got a scrape and claw one out now.
Nah, they lie. What their record is?
Four and three. Got to get two. Got to find two to get in the bowl.
No, they going to get two more games.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you was talking about 9-10 wins.
I know. At first, to start the season out, because I was hyped. But as reality checked in, I bagged down off that.
Yeah. Reality. So let's see.
After seeing that defense, basically. After seeing that defense really don't have a chance to stop at no elite.
There is
like no good college team.
Decent college team.
Yeah, decent college
team. So what you see is what I see in that defense, what I was saying. And that about me being right. It is just what I see the defense be able.
No, you just want to be right on your projection that they won on six games.
I said lucky.
That's what you want. So you don't want it to be closer to what I said. You want it to be right on with what you said.
That's just what it's going to be.
Nah. Man, if they win that game Saturday, which they should have won, defense ain't had nothing to do with
they
that.
They taken care of.
No, they let off the gas. Just
offensively.
Offensively.
Yeah.
They let off the gas. That whole situation.
But he threw for
they thought they won the game at half.
He threw for another 200 yards in the second half.
But that it was meaningless.
It was stat padding.
No, it was meaningless because they couldn't get them boys off the field.
Yeah, but when you're up that big, you gotta hand it off.
No, you got to put those guys away. It wasn't meaningless. Wasn't stat padding because the game was not even put away. Stat padding is when you in a game that you always accuse LeBron of. When you in a game, you know you don't won, and you just out there getting stats.
Yeah.
No. That wasn't what it was.
Okay, so if you're
the game was not secure.
If you're up 29-0, all you gotta do is salt away the clock.
Not true.
Yeah. Go back out there and do what you've been doing on offense the first half. Score a few more touchdowns. Get you two more touchdowns.
Yeah.
Just to say we're still in tune. And salt away the clock.
He don't have to stat bad though. His numbers is there. He don't throw picks. Shadur, you talking about Shadur, right?
Just the whole concept of the offense. Why are you throwing the ball so much?
That's letting off the gas.
How did off the gas they're throwing the ball like that? They threw the ball all over the field.
No, they was letting off the gas, bro. There was no emotions in it, no nothing.
They just knew they were going to win.
They just knew they were going to win. And then it's not a switch that you can flip on.
When it's time to play.
When you already got a weak team. Like a weak defense. You can't just say, oh, we finna stop in this drive.
We finna bow up.
No, you done lost the momentum of the game now. It was just they kept nibbling and nibbling back in the game.
I mean, just big chunk play. 97 yards, yeah. 60 yarder.
Yeah, like it was over. That defense,
one receiver destroyed.
The defense already weak.
The defense is terrible.
Like
it's not weak. It's terrible. It's the worst in college football. The worst.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that, but it's
statistically
bad. It's bad.
There's only one team that's worse than them statistically. They are the second worst defense in all of FBS football. They lead all football, the whole entire college football thing on all levels. They lead them in penalties per game.
Mm-hmm.
Undisciplined.
Yeah, I believe it, though.
That's terrible, man. Who's at fault? The kids?
No.
Who?
It's just...
What part does Prime play?
I told you.
Because you a believer.
No, I just don't think it's got nothing to do with him. It wasn't bad coaching. Wasn't no bad coaching involved. They just let off the gas. Those games can get away from you quick if you let off the gas. And you can't jump back in the fire and say, oh, we finna do this. You don't have no defense.
First year, don't have a good defense. New group of players, new group of coaches, and they got shell shot. They were just shocked.
They should have came back out just like they was down 15 or nothing.
Yeah, 0-0.
And they didn't do that.
Yeah.
And that's their problem.
Travis Hunter. Play like 120, 130 something.
I don't like it.
Much,
you know, I told you the first game.
You said it first week.
Yeah, I do not like the fact that he's out there playing on that much on offense. I think most of his plays need to be on defense.
Right.
And if you can come in on certain drives and help them on
offense. Get a big play here and there.
Yeah, that's how. Deion didn't even do that.
Nobody did.
Right. So why do you think he can do that? You can't sustain that at a high level. And then
a month.
Then you're twice the percentages of getting hurt than you normally. You know how bad it is a player get hurt? You just multiply that twice.
Yeah.
Because you're playing both sides.
Yeah, you're jeopardizing.
You jeopardizing all that stuff.
The thing that I heard something that made a lot of sense was he can get away with it.
Right now.
He can get away with it in most games. But like the Stanford game, when you had an absolute dog going against you on the other side in that receiver, that Ellick guy, you can't get away with it. You're fatigued and you trying to take plays and relax.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do it when you got a dog like that.
It don't matter how much talent you got. There's no way you can tell me that your stamina
is at its best playing both sides.
Is at 100%.
Can't.
You can't.
Nobody on earth.
You can't do it. It's not possible.
Nobody. Even in the NBA. What. The best players in the NBA, you don't match them up.
They coast on defense.
You don't match them up on defense on the other guy's best guy all the time because you need to have them at their best on the offense.
Two, three minutes left in the game, hey, go lock him down.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yep.
But that's how it's played. It's not played the way that. And I get that Deion is trying to put
showcase
him out there and showcase him. But in the long run, that's not good for him.
Man, so Colorado had TCU. They shocked the world with TCU. Shocked all of us. Won that game. Great game at TCU. It was exciting to watch. Then they had Colorado State. Well, they had Nebraska next.
Yeah.
Late. They Tough came game. Out slow.
Tough game.
Scarred up Nebraska late in the second half, which is what they should have done last Friday night. Colorado State had a beat.
Yeah.
They came out dynamic second half. Mm-hmm. Beat Colorado State in overtime. Went to Oregon. That's all they did was go to Oregon, right? Oregon put foot to net.
Yeah.
USC came out, put foot to net, and then Colorado came. They left the gas.
Yeah.
Colorado almost caught them the same way.
Yes, yes.
Then Colorado just got beat by Stanford.
That's
so we saw it, right?
That's the prime game. That's what happened.
But again, like I always say too, here's a factor. This is the hater side right here. USC got a terrible defense. They always have a terrible defense. You saw it Saturday. They got mauled.
Yeah, but they just...
got mauled.
Listen. That terrible defense ain't got nothing to do with that quarterback throwing three picks in the first half.
Three picks, yes.
Yeah, they just wasn't. That dude is good. He's going to be the number one pick. We not saying nothing about that. But he just had a bad game.
Had a bad game. It happens to the best of
them. It happens.
Happens to the best of them. That put him in a hole, the defense.
But I know everybody going to say, oh, that defense is trash. No.
They do have trash defense, but you're right. But throwing three picks in the first half is hard to overcome. In the red, he throwing the ball, turning
it
over.
It didn't matter. They
giving
them
an easy score.
Whether the defense good or bad.
So they go to Arizona State. Arizona State has them beat. They bounce back again and beat Arizona State by three.
I seen that.
They bounce back again. Lucked
I'm
out on them.
I just did get out of there.
Then they go to Stanford. You're 2-3 touchdown lead favorite on Stanford.
And barely got out of there.
And didn't get out of there. Stanford beat them.
Stanford beat?
No, they just played Stanford this weekend. So.
Oh, you're talking about Colorado.
Colorado was a two touchdown
favorite
on Stanford.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing the game after being up 29-0.
Right, right.
So, they got UCLA in 2 weeks. They got a week off, then they got UCLA.
Okay.
You know, I already said they weren't beating UCLA.
Right, I remember that's one. But they got to go win one of those things.
Oregon State, I said, they're not beating Oregon State.
They got to win one of them two games.
Arizona just gave it to...
it don't matter about that.
Listen, they're not beating Arizona. Washington State, they're not beating Washington State. Now Utah. You got to go beat somebody. You can't luck into a win. You got to go beat one of these teams.
No, they're going to have to beat one of those good teams.
You got to get a UCLA. You got to get an Arizona. You got to get one of them.
You're going to beat one of them.
And actually, since you lost to Stanford, you got to beat two of them. Now you see the way I'm looking at it?
Nah, but you looking at it wrong. That game was they should have won it.
But they didn't win it.
Yeah, but they should have won.
They didn't win it. That was one of the games I counted as a win.
I know. But you also counted at TCU as a loss.
Definitely.
So it evens out.
Definitely. So I said on the schedule, I said that they would beat Stanford and then they would beat Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that would make their six wins. Mm-hmm. Now you lost to Stanford. You got UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, Washington State, Utah. You got ranked teams. Minus UCLA.
They gonna beat some
in Arizona.
They gonna beat some of them teams, though.
They gotta shock somebody, right?
They gonna beat some of them.
But it's gonna be tough, yeah.
It's gonna be tough.
Because if I'm a team, I'm just gonna run it down your throat. I know you can't stop nothing. It's the worst defense I've ever seen, man. Yeah. It's the worst defense I have ever seen. And you still don't put no blame on Prime getting control of this with all the penalties and all this stuff.
Nah.
I know Prime, I watched the conference, press conference. He said
they've been having a lot of penalties, though.
He said, we talk about this. We go over this. We practice it. I asked my guys if they love it or like it. Or are they in love with it or in like with it? I don't know what's going on. Is it the guys or coaching staff issue? What?
Nah, they just...
All those penalties?
Yeah, they remember that first game, they didn't have no
none. Problem. We was impressed, man.
Yeah, now they just, I don't know. I think
the hype thing got into these kids.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's the hype, man.
When
it's
you
too
see
much.
Stars everywhere on the sidelines.
You ain't thinking about working.
It's hard to get locked in on the game.
Because you know, after the game, your parents and your friends and everything. Did you talk to so and so? Did you talk to this rapper? Did you see Lil Wayne? Did you get a set?
All of that.
What happened about getting that A and B guy? That B guy.
Right.
What happened about that double move? What happened about getting deep, knowing down the distance, playing the sticks? They ain't thinking about that.
Right. Nah,
let me put my chain on.
That's
let me go get my Mercedes wrapped.
Right. That type.
Let me see who's gonna be on the commercial. Like, you know.
That type of stuff.
Oh, we play on the team, but Shador and Shiloh them got a KFC commercial running on TV every day. I got to see this. Like as a kid, that messes with you. You don't think so?
No, yeah, it messes with you.
You may not be a hater and jealous, but it does something to you psychologically.
That's the part that I was telling you that they was choose like a top recruit would choose that
over
a big school. Like he might get the money or get the deal, but he might not get that publicity that he gonna get with Prime.
The exposure is there.
That's why they would choose that spot. I'm telling you.
But to me, like I said to you
yesterday, it's extra perks.
What I said to you yesterday, though, that's not the best for your... Well, it's hard for me to say. I'm about to say that's not the best for your career.
That's the best for your career.
Exposure is the best thing, isn't it?
For your career. That's why that top recruit would...
But it may not be the best...
On the field, maybe.
On the field. It may not be the best.
Yeah, but that.
To keep you focused. It may not be the best.
But a top recruit. Listen, let me tell you something. A top recruit is not working as hard as the walk-on anyway.
Right.
He's just not. He's more naturally gifted.
Right.
That's why he's a top recruit. So that comes natural.
He don't have to do some of the stuff that.
He comes natural.
Regular kids do.
He can do it naturally.
Right.
That other guy got to work.
Yeah.
And put the work in and do it. That's what make him special.
But the problem comes in when the other guy starts thinking he's like the top recruit.
Well, that might be a problem, but he got to know that. He got to know he not the top recruit. He going to know that.
That's probably happening.
Deion's going to let him know that. You know how he is. He's straight up forward. Well, just like he told him, get out when he came in.
Right.
He let them know who to do, who the real deal is.
But I think,
from jump.
But still, even if you're a guy on the sideline not playing,
he don't treat him no different, but he let him know you got to work.
Everybody at home is saying, oh, he's out there with Prime, he's out there with the rappers. You got all the girls, you got all this little money being thrown at you, man. It's a lot for a kid to, that old freshman on the back end of the bench back there. It's hard for him to work, right?
Yeah, it's hard. But he got to do what he got
to do. And honestly, in practice, the guys that ain't playing, they just as important as the guys that's playing in practice. Mm-hmm. Giving you looks and all that stuff or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And then we think about this, the coaches. Well, he got guys that's got a lot of experience. But it still might be a shock to them too, though, man.
But it's
we ain't never seen nothing like this. This is a big deal.
No, I know. That's my point. It's a big issue. It's a big thing. Yeah, it's a big thing.
So you think Colorado in this next, let's see, they got 4-3 or 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They win 7 games. Remember, I backtracked to 7 the last time.
So they got 5 games left. UCLA, and Oregon State, Arizona, Washington State, Utah. So you're telling me they're going to win 3 out of the next 5?
Yeah.
That's what you hope.
No, that's you what they're going to do.
That yeah didn't even come out good.
No, they're going to do
that
it.
That yeah fell out your mouth.
They're going to do it.
How?
You'll see.
You have that confidence.
I believe it.
So after this bye week, they're going to beat UCLA?
Yeah.
They better.
They're going to beat them.
They don't beat UCLA? Season over. Yeah, man.
You know they're going to rise up.
So what about the negative side of the hype train? You know people, they love to see them lose. Everybody. They love it.
Everybody.
Being losing in Colorado failing is bad for everybody, I think.
Nah, this season's already a success, so.
It is. But it's hard. It's so successful.
To where they're starting to expect them.
The expectations didn't change with everybody. All of us. We all expect them to win and compete every time out now.
That's why I know it's a success.
Because we didn't change. We didn't shift.
Yeah, we not even thinking about.
Because the TCU game, I said, they finna get mauled.
Yeah.
I was like, they may win 2 games this year. Mm-hmm. And they already won 4. Should have won 5.
Yeah.
In USC, a couple plays here and there, they could have won that game too. But look at the wins they have, man. They have barely got by.
Yeah, you're right.
On some sour teams.
No, I know. But that's a part of it.
Defensively?
They're a liability. That's the problem.
Trash, man. And I mean trash. So your Braves went out, man. Again, same team. Same seat, same cell.
Yeah, it's that format.
It's the format. It ain't the Phillies. It's the format.
Nah, it's the format.
It ain't Bryce Harper and...
Nope. It's Bryce Harper and whatever left in Philly, they catching up. They just catch us at the right time when we're not hitting. Come on. If it was pitching, like, I know our pitching was weak. Like, I know... See, that's what you got to deal with the pitching. When you ain't hitting the ball... Can you keep the game close?
Close, right.
In the playoffs, that's what it's about. And Strider, he's shaky too.
It's your Cy Young guy, right?
Yeah, but no, he still pitched good all year.
That's your Cy Young pick, right?
He pitched good all year. He never did go in no losing slump or nothing.
Oh, no, he was tough. Because, you know, I used to text you all the time about Strider.
I'm just saying. But that's just one person.
Yeah.
It reminds me of... The Braves in the 95-96.
Matt is good through the regular season.
In the playoffs. Because the pitching never performed like it did in the regular season.
You said 95-96.
Yeah.
We won it in 95.
But I'm saying we won it in 95, but I'm saying we lost
to the Yankees in the 90s.
We lost to a lot of teams because of the pitching. It never was like it was. We never had the hitting we had now.
True.
We didn't have that type of hitting. So the pitching would always let us down. But the hitting let us down 2 years in a row. Because we had a week off and we had to go play a game after being off a whole week. You can't imitate that.
Baseball.
You can't imitate live pitching.
That bye week stuff, all that is terrible.
You cannot imitate... Just live pitching.
In a game.
The intensity of it.
I don't know. I don't care what, how hard you practice in scrimmage and all that.
Like, scrimmage is nothing like that.
No, you just got to keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
You got to keep playing.
If you take a day, a rain out would mess your swing up.
That's what I'm saying.
A rain out. People don't understand that don't play baseball. A rain out
will
mess your swing up.
Yeah, I know it will. That's what I don't like about it. And that's, the Phillies has caught us that. Now, if they beat us in the NLCS or something like that, well, we done had a series under our belt, then I'll tip my hat to them. But it's always after we done had a week off. Or about 3-4 days off from no live pitching or nothing. You can't beat them like that. And right. They definitely not scared of us.
Not at all.
They ain't scared of us.
They no intimidation factor. They ain't worried about
that. That don't work.
That big lineup, they didn't do nothing. They just
they 19 games in. So they don't even care about that other stuff.
Don't even matter. Rangers up 2-0, man. What do you think about that?
I like it.
Tough, huh? Going home now, though.
Houston limped into the playoffs.
Yeah, they got hot late. They're
not the same team. They got hot, 6 days before?
Got hot late.
That's not enough.
Got hot late.
You got to sustain a hot, for a month. Texas crunk back up. Texas had fell out of the league, crunk back up. And then they lost again in a few, right? And then most people don't realize
they started
Houston
out
won the division.
Yeah, Houston won the division.
But they still limped into the playoff.
Yeah.
Texas was overall for the last month before baseball. Texas was playing better ball.
Yeah, I agree.
And
Texas
that's
started
why
out hot. Like, remember how the Rays started out? Texas started out real good. Just imagine.
They got hitting just like Braves.
Man, listen. Man.
They got hitting like the Braves, I'm telling you.
Man, you see the boy take that picture, the cartwheel out the box?
Yeah.
Freak, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Phillies gonna roll through the Diamondbacks?
I told you that. You used to keep hiding.
I mean, Phillies, 2 home runs in the first yesterday. Doesn't I mean, that's matter. A shot.
That's all it
first
take.
Pitch bomb.
That's all it takes. They hot, bro. They damn near unbeatable. I'm telling you, I see it, bro. A good Houston team can beat them. I don't know who else can beat them. It's set up perfect for them.
I don't know. And then Scherzer says he's ready for Texas.
And he's smart to come back.
Man.
I want Texas to win. I do not want Philly to win. I want them to blow 2 opportunities.
I still believe in the Diamondbacks, man.
Bro, you see, you just hoping and praying. Diamondbacks is on this a whole nother level right here.
It's the Phillies.
Yeah,
they gave them a run last night.
Yeah, they fought back.
Team.
They got a good team, upcoming team, but I just don't think they can beat them. They pitching. They got Zach Gallen, bro. Who else do they got as a pitcher?
That's the problem right there. And like you said, I said yesterday, you got to have at least 2 horses in your bullpen. You got to be in sync.
And they got the bullpen.
Yeah.
And then they got the pitcher. They got Wheeler. They got the... Suarez, like, he might not pitch but 4 innings, but he gonna give you good innings.
Yeah. And that's what you need, man.
Yeah.
You don't want nobody coming in there saying they got to warm up to give up a couple of hits and a run here and there.
I don't know how he do it, but he does it.
Go in there and get what you get. I like it. Man, Thursday night, backing all the way up on the schedule here. Going into London. Ravens.
Boy, I don't know what to say.
Ravens are terrible.
Nah, y'all.
We are beyond terrible. Titans are terrible.
Trash. I'm serious.
We still.
I'm tired of even looking at y'all, bro.
We still should have beat the Ravens.
Yeah, but man.
We can't produce anything on offense.
Y'all trash. I'm saying, like, at least we got a young quarterback to have an scapegoat.
He go to Tannehill.
No, I'm just saying Tannehill's trash, man. Like,
I'm ready for
give up on him already.
I'm ready for him to play Will Levis. so people can stop.
Why not Malik Willis?
I want them to play him because everybody wants to dog Malik Willis. He ain't got any opportunity, really.
Listen, man.
He came in and played dumb, but what backup quarterback goes in, thrown in the fire in the middle, end of the game, and plays well in the National Football League?
Man, y'all stink. I'm with you. I'm over that.
I'm with you, man. I'm tired of it. Raven, get out of here. Let's go.
And then the Ravens has got to be the best, probably the worst good team ever, bro.
They're not good. They're not good.
No, their record is good.
They're not beating it. They're 4-2?
They're 4-2.
They're not beating nobody.
How? Lamar Jackson ain't even.
They're not beating nobody.
Everybody always want to bring up, ooh, he got weapons.
Six field goals against us.
Bruh, man. Man, the man just want to throw to the tight end, bro. I keep reiterating that, bro.
We got the best run defense in all of football.
He don't throw outside the numbers, bro. He want to throw deep crosses to the tight end, bro. Feel comfortable throwing those passes. When you have to hit those receivers, he's inaccurate.
Bad.
Bad, bro.
I'm with you on that. We've seen it.
And then for the Ravens part, when he do be accurate, the receivers can't catch.
Last game. Yep.
They can't catch.
Just don't.
So they don't do him no favors by giving him a good receiver because Odell Beckham can't stay on the field.
What did I say?
He just can't. Those injuries just done took a toll on him.
$18 million.
The injuries done took a toll on him. It's just what it is.
Man, listen, no, it's not. The injury, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's not explosive like that no more.
He's not. I don't know who signs him for that money.
Listen, and when he was with the Browns, and I'm a Steeler fan, did I even know that he was with the Browns?
Struck no fear going to the game against him.
No, I didn't have no sleepless nights worrying about Odell in Cleveland.
Right.
And I'm not going to have none by him being in Baltimore. No. And they can have that little washed-up section with Clowney in it, too. All the washed-up players want to go run to Baltimore.
Clowney been playing against us, man.
Y'all can have all them washed-up players.
I said, dang, I haven't heard his name out here. Come on.
Clowney.
He was a stud when he came out, boy.
Yeah, he was a stud in college.
Stud when he came out, son.
Stud ain't made not one stud playing pro.
Shit, he was tough that first year when he came out,
man.
Right?
Man, I don't remember.
They clowning and White coming out the men's, boy. They're supposed to be dynamic. Never worked out. Clowning stayed hurt.
Single coverage every game.
He stayed hurt. The Ritter experiment in Atlanta, man. A lot of Atlanta Falcons fans. You know, my phone blowed up. Got my brother and my nephews. My brother and my nephews arguing on my phone about the Atlanta Falcons. I ain't got that.
That's what you get out of a young quarterback. I can take that.
Bumps and bruises.
I can take that over having Ryan Tannehill as my quarterback. Man, and doing the same thing.
It's sickening.
Except he 40 years old and these guys 22, 23.
It's sickening with the Tannehill situation, man. Like, I can't even talk about it. Bro, we've been losing for 2 years.
Y'all going to lose a good coach because of that.
I don't know about that, Brable.
Man, y'all going to lose a good coach.
You can't stop the bleed, man.
Bro, you want to get rid of the coach when you know the coach ain't the problem.
He's
not the problem, bro.
The coach.
Now, if you had Matt Canada as your coordinator, then I could see you saying something about Coach Dan, because if you can't fire him, you getting fired with him.
Man, listen, you might as well go and be happy with Canada.
Man, Canada finna go.
Mike Tomlin know what he doing.
Man, they say John Gruden might come in. Or Byron Leftwich reaching out for the job. He want the job.
Next year. What they got to do with this season?
But we just mediocre team this year. Like, I'd accept it.
You said that your boy Pickett was going to make the turn.
He can't. How can you make the turn when you got an offensive coordinator sitting up in the booth, won't even come down on the field? What you gonna do with a quarterback in the booth?
The Bills quarterback. The Bills.
Man, you
OC
can't.
Sits in the booth. There's a lot of guys sitting in the booth.
Nah, bro. Where Andy Reid at?
On the field, ain't calling plays.
That's where your coordinator should be. On the field.
So you saying that about?
You can't even talk to the guy and say, "Oh, what we looking? What we seeing out there? What this that? You can't do that. What you on the mic talking? You can't get the feel of no game. Can't even call a good game if you ain't on the sideline.
You think?
I just believe that.
They see it better up there though.
Bro, I can't see it. I don't see it.
So you want somebody in the booth telling him what they're seeing?
Now, if you Dick LeBeau,
you done it 100 years.
You done it 100 years. Nothing but respect. You sitting up there in that booth. But if you got the worst offense in the league, why is you up there in that booth?
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at from the top? And that's what I'm talking about.
Watching the building burn down.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he got to get the feel of the game. You can't call a good game. Pickett made the adjustments on that play when we scored. Yeah, that one the play he called.
On that long pass?
That one the play he called. Everybody in the booth was happy we scored but him. Because he figuring out, what was that?
He checked out of it.
What was that? That one what I called? He was shocked. And them boys scored a touchdown. He ain't know nothing. Man. You can't tell me that ain't bad coordinator, bro.
Just think you just being
a rookie, a 17 start quarterback is telling you, I don't want to run the play you just called. What that saying about your coordinator?
Well, they gave him the power to check out it. Well, he called it. He probably called another play for him to check out it. I don't know.
Why everybody in that booth
celebrated
but him?
He on pins and needles.
He was like a deer with headlights.
His job on the line.
No, that wasn't what it was. He didn't know what happened. He didn't know how it happened. All he knowed is it happened. We scored.
He was lost. What happened?
He was lost. He couldn't even fake it. You know how most people will fake it right there? He made it blatantly obviously that he didn't know what happened.
That wasn't his call.
That wasn't his call, bro. And then now they try to backtrack it and make it look this. No, you didn't call that play. You didn't have nothing to do with us winning that game. And if we'd have listened to that end around, I know you probably called.
We lost. End around, hubby.
Man, that's an end around king, bro. That's all he want to do.
Think he got hand ward out there, don't he?
Man, he ain't happy till it's 2nd and 14.
Come on now. Still like Najee?
Nah, he ain't the best running back in Pittsburgh. Jalen Warren, man, when he get in the game.
Don't say that too loud now.
We way more explosive.
Think the fans gonna hear you. They gonna turn on you now. Don't say that.
Well, they feel the same way I feel. Every podcast I listen to.
Najee ain't dancing out there. He don't dance, do it.
Man, he running into the back of his linemen. He trash too, bro. He definitely ain't getting that fifth year option.
You don't think,
No, we not giving him no fifth year option running like that.
Yeah, they will discount it. No, they'll No, because they can't discount him. It has to be either option or let it go, huh?
You got an option.
Interesting.
We're not going to give him no option.
So Washington squeaked by Atlanta 24-16. Ritter.
And they had a chance. They had about 3 chances to win that game.
Before the end.
Yeah.
They did. Turnovers, got them. Chicago loses 19-13 to Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. Them Vikings are just in the way.
And we know from watching that quarterback on Netflix, Kirk Cousins do not want to leave.
Leave Minnesota?
Yeah. He's not going to leave.
Left.
He's not leaving. And then you get reports out that he said he ain't want to leave. He ain't want to be traded.
Would Kirk Cousins be a good...
He got a no trade clause. Yeah. He said he not lifting it.
Why would he?
He's going to be a free agent after the year anyway. Why wouldn't you go play for the Jets if they wanted you? With that defense? They got a quarterback that ain't even contributing on no offense. He's just out there. And they win against elite teams. Kirk Cousins? Just going to make the right read. You know he make the right read. He ain't taking no chances. He just ain't worth. He just ain't worth a crap at the with that last drive.
Man, I think
he would fit over there.
I think Kirk Cousins would fit well in.
In New York,
I think he'd fit well in.
But I don't think they got the money for him either.
They don't. I think he'd fit well in Dallas. I think he'd fit well in Tennessee. I definitely think he fit well in New Orleans.
Yeah.
He'd fit well in a lot of spots. Yeah.
That's got good defense. If you got a good defense and just need a guy that's going to make all the right plays until you get on that last drive and then he going to get picked.
Every time. Seattle, man. Losing Cincinnati, 13-17.
I wish I was rooting for Seattle.
Play calling down the end, down the stretch,
they
man.
They just ain't. Geno Smith is trash.
I'm not going to say that, man.
I say that because as soon as he get one sign of pressure, he just throw the ball anywhere.
He's not very mobile. Not very mobile.
Man, that guy is mobile. He just scary. He just paranoid. He got the paranoia. He like Michael Jackson. He just feel like somebody watching when he in the pocket.
I thought that
man, I'm telling you,
they were gonna beat. I thought they were gonna win it with that last drive.
Because listen, bro, any sign of pressure, he just throws the ball, bro. He do not want to take a hit.
Well, most quarterbacks.
Nah, it's some tough quarterbacks out there now.
He just don't want to even be touched.
He don't want to be touched, yeah, bro.
It's a difference.
He don't want to be touched.
Difference. Brock Purdy finally showed up to the party.
Brock Purdy is...
Cleveland exposing.
He's Mr. Consistent.
Cleveland
got one of the top defenses.
It's tough going up against that defense, man.
I'm telling you, I know.
They make you play out of character, man.
I know. I done faced them already. The Steelers have faced them. Man. And I was telling everybody, everybody told me, Pickett looked bad. Pickett looked bad against the... When we played the 49ers, he looked bad. Then we turned right around and played Cleveland. I said, bro, those are two elite defenses we just played.
We played them.
And I know it for a fact right now.
Tough. And Purdy just couldn't... you got to do something special against a big-time defense like that.
But he's not.
Time was disrupted. McCaffrey's out. Debo's out. It's a lot of factors to win against them.
He's the guy...
Middle of the road guy.
He's that guy. If everything is right,
he gonna make the right play.
You can put him there.
Right.
But if you
leaving all somewhere.
If you got one sign of weakness on that O-line, receiver, anything, you in trouble.
Bad shape.
That's what he is. That's what Purdy is. Yeah.
New Orleans Saints and the $100 million Derek Carr. Lose to the Houston Texans. CJ Stroud is.
I like him.
Rookie of the year so far.
No, yeah. I like that fella. That fella there is tough.
Rookie of the year so far.
That fella there is tough.
Protecting the ball.
Man, he looking like ball, a seasoned vet.
Making good reads. Man, I said I love. I told you that guy.
Oh, yeah. That goes.
I told you we needed that guy in Tennessee, man.
No, you one of those. I told you guys.
I said about CJ Stroud. I love the guy, man.
Nah.
I'm serious, man.
Yeah, everybody was on the Alabama quarterback.
Not me.
Situation, bro. That dude.
I say too little. You say that dude. NCC.
That dude played. That dude came to the Texans and literally showed up and made them a better team.
Better team.
Just showing up. Just presence out there.
Yep.
That's when you know you got a good quarterback.
He tough, man. He tough. What New Orleans gonna do?
I don't know, but I need them to win that division because I made bets.
You made bets that New Orleans would win the division?
No, I made bets that the Falcons wasn't going to win.
Who said the Falcons were going to win the division?
Everybody that I be online with.
They said the Falcons were going to win the division.
They said the Falcons was going to win that division.
Why?
They Falcon fans.
Oh.
They're delusional too, I see.
Delusional. So they thinking with their heart.
They always
not using their mind. The Falcons?
Yeah, not even, but even the Bucks look a little better than them.
I'm gonna say Baker Mayfield. You gotta worry about them. You gotta worry about the Panthers.
Nah, he ain't gotta worry about the Panthers.
Given the fact that the Falcons, they're gonna be in the down. They're gonna be there.
At the end, yeah.
They're gonna be there then.
Because can't nobody pull away.
They're gonna be there then. I want the Saints buried.
Nah, I want the Saints to win.
I want them buried. I want Jacksonville to maul them up in 2 days from now, Thursday.
Oh, they play them Thursday?
Yeah, I might go to that game. Jacksonville balled up the Colts. Mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson, maybe out for the year. Mm-hmm. That's a big blow.
Yeah, they said maybe.
That's a big blow.
Big blow.
So do you go the rest of the year with going to Minshew, or do you go bring somebody in?
Minshew.
Roll with Minshew.
Minshew, yeah.
Sit back comfortable with him.
Yeah, because he's a veteran. Season veteran. You don't want to bring nobody in now.
And if he doesn't play well, you just take it, don't you?
I wouldn't even bring that running back back. I let Zach Moss stay in.
Zach Moss balled us up.
That's what I'm saying.
He balled us up.
They paid him. Like, I don't get it.
But they actually played him, though. Jonathan Taylor just got a little spot duty.
I know.
Spot duty. That dude so was, why he, would that they dude pay was, him? He's a starting running back, man.
But why would they pay him?
And listen, I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm not going to doubt Jonathan Taylor. We've seen him do the last couple of years. He's a monster.
We know he's a monster.
But Zach Moss is a starting running back in the NFL.
No, we know that too.
And you can't tackle him.
No, he's
a perfect guy. He don't go down.
He's a perfect guy.
He don't go down.
He's a power back.
Miami just balls up Carolina. Oh, he can't really gauge that game. That offense they got, though, man, is
dynamic. They dynamic, bro.
Lights out. Vegas beats New England, man. Jimmy G gets hurt. Vegas beats New England. Bill Belichick. Give me one word to describe him right now.
Overrated.
You gonna finally say it. Overrated.
Oh, I've been saying that. He's the best defensive coordinator, defensive mind to ever play football. But right now, we know which one came first.
Brady.
Brady.
Yeah.
The chicken or the egg, Brady.
He can't do nothing without Brady.
Can't do nothing with him.
And he can't draft.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Bruh, it's time for this is what I'm finna tell you. That it's time for Kraft to come down and say,
can't be the GM and the coach.
You are relieved from your general manager duty. You can be the head coach, but you will not pick the players no more.
We're going to put the players down here, and you work with them.
That man is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
He crazy.
Nobody's going to say nothing to you when you're not winning nothing.
You remember all those years, year after year.
Wouldn't pay any of the players.
He would get rid of one player every year that was a Pro Bowler the year before. You remember old boy? You remember old boy,
went to
the linebacker.
What's
his name?
Davis Thomas? No.
He did him like that too.
There was one more that went to Cleveland.
Yes, and he got him the same way. Like,
then brought him back on the cheap.
That's just what he do.
Yeah.
Those guys were Pro Bowl players in that system.
Troy Brown. Not Troy Brown.
Jackson. The cornerback.
The corner.
You let him walk. Then just traded and got him back.
Givens, remember the receiver?
Man, he's not a good GM, bro. He's not. It's just not.
The Patriot way. It's the Belichick way.
It's the Belichick way.
Nothing to do with the Patriot way.
And we all know what he is. We all know what he is by not saying it. We know what he is. when he called the wrong guy, congratulating him for getting the coaching job, but it wasn't who he thought it was. It's a monopoly, bro.
It is.
We all know this.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. How did you do that, man, like that?
That's the world we live in. That's the system.
That's the system.
That's the system right there.
And I ain't even going to say no more.
Me neither. That's the system. You're right. Detroit, man. Tough out.
I'll put it. Second best team in the NFC.
Behind the Niners. Tough out, man.
Because you can't tell me the Eagles. The Eagles been skating by. They lucky to have just one.
We'll get to them next. But The Rams, man. The Rams have...
We got them this week.
We're going to see.
They tough.
They going to see. Old Stafford going to throw that thing, man.
He throwing it. And they got that running back, Williams. Man, he's tough. He's tough as nails.
Like old McVay knew what he was talking about when he got rid of old boy, huh?
Nah, yeah. He got rid of old boy because he fumbled too much.
Yeah. And then didn't want to play right in the system and all that. Like he's better than what he is, all that.
Yeah.
Mississippi kid, though. The Jets with no quarterback. A pinch of offense, if that. Well, Breece Hall pretty good.
Popped him.
Went and beat the Eagles. Yeah. Eagles up 14-0.
Popped him.
Jalen Hurts, back to what we said about him.
Nah.
Bro.
Now, he made some big throws in that game. You can't blame him. He made big throws.
I'm not blaming him for the loss.
It's just not as good as they were.
They're smoke and mirrors to me. Last year they were on this roll and they rolled with it. Yeah. And I actually thought, you know, I said they got a chance to Super Bowl, but I said I'm not betting.
Tell me this here. How can you replace an offensive coordinator and a defense coordinator in the same offseason?
And still roll.
And still now they might get on that path by week 12, 13, 14.
And bring in a whole new secondary.
So, that's just why I see it. Like you gave up a Pro Bowl safety to get a journeyman safety.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So, that's going to hurt you too.
Now, everybody's hurt.
And now everybody hurt.
All of them hurt.
All of them hurt.
The whole defensive backfield hurt. Everybody.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Like, I'm not saying that they can't reach that level they was playing at last year, all year.
Because it happened like that last year. They got on a roll kind of in the middle towards the season.
They played good all year.
Yeah, but they really...
They didn't really. They won. They was beating niggas' brains in.
Last year.
They was beating brains in. They won. They just escaping out of there.
What they were doing last year, it just worked. They knew how to make the adjustments in the game and just beat you last year. And
they were beating people brains in.
Almost won the Super Bowl last year.
They was beating people brains in.
This year...
And should have won a Super Bowl if he didn't fumble.
Hurts fumble. Scoop
Hurts fumble. And you can't blame him for it because he had a great game.
Yeah.
It's just a fumble.
That play right there.
That play changed the whole game.
The whole game, man. They still had the game won.
Yeah.
Because then you get that holding call.
Yeah.
Without that, they beat him.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. It happens, though.
They've been scraping by on their wins.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about jankiness.
Scratching and crawling. Yeah. Getting by.
They've been scraping by to get their wins, man. You can't do nothing with that. Yeah. The Giants.
They fought. They shocked me by fighting that hard Monday night.
What happened to Tyrod Taylor on the goal line down there before the half? He checked to a run.
Oh, I can't remember that play.
That was the play of the game.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They drove down there with opportunity.
I was back and forth between the game. So
you had 14 seconds. They go up to the line on the 1 yard line. Mm-hmm. And he says he saw something. He saw a read for a run. He checks to a run. They run the ball, get stuck. Then can't spike the ball. No timeouts. Go into the half. They don't get a field goal, nothing.
Oh.
Just take two shots at the end zone.
Just take two shots, no matter what you saw.
No matter what you see, because you can't risk.
You can't risk not being able to clock that ball.
Yeah. And they got nothing from it. That was the difference in the game.
Right.
Still have a chance down the end to win it.
Yeah.
They fought. Yeah. Buffalo is just a team that...
They's a roller coaster ride.
If they own, they're going to beat you. They're beat you asleep.
It's just a roller coaster ride. They're not going to be on every week. And when they're on, they're on. And when they ain't, they ain't.
You said it again, man.
Up, down. Up, down.
Last night's game. Cowboys, Chargers. Chargers.
Listen.
Justin Herbert.
Overrated.
You love Justin Herbert.
He's over
the big arm, the Josh Allen look.
No, I like Josh Allen. ain't never told you I like no Herbert.
Stop it. No.
Listeners,
y'all roll back and listen to me talking about how I thought Herbert was just a name that would have had a big arm and threw the ball hard.
That's what he is. He has zero accuracy. Josh Herbert is zero accuracy. He can't finesse the ball.
He missed so many. Like, man.
Little swing pass. He let the lineman, he throw a bullet pass and the lineman knock it down. Yeah. Instead of just floating the ball, putting touch on it.
But when it came contract time, got his money.
No problem.
Without question.
I think he more of a question mark than Lamar.
What does he want?
He definitely play average in the season. He not elite.
What playoff games did he want?
No, he ain't won a game. And Lamar done won MVP, so we know what side we can't. We know, we see the ceiling with Lamar. We done seen the ceiling. He can be the best guy in the league.
Oh, he's dynamic. He can beat you in the Sunday.
But this Herbert guy, he ain't even good as Josh Allen.
Well, that's not saying much.
I'm just saying, but do you even see the upside? Only thing I see is a strong arm.
Strong arm.
That's it.
Ball spins out of there good.
But that's it.
But it's 100 miles an hour.
But that's it.
Every pro.
But that's it.
Been saying it.
No. Now, you can't say that with Josh Allen.
No, I'm talking about Herbert.
No, I'm saying Herbert, yeah.
Yeah,
Herbert. But not Josh Allen. But
Josh Allen, athlete, man. Josh Allen, a dog.
But I'm saying this Herbert guy is like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand.
And then check this out. He just...
It's just hard not to like a strong arm, though.
Because the way it looks.
It looks so pretty.
It looks so pretty.
Then when Kirk Cousins doing it.
And last night, man, made me think to myself, these teams just don't want to run the ball.
Right. Yeah.
We're watching games for 3 hours, and quarterbacks are just dropping back, dinking and dunking, struggling to get 200 yards.
It's back when the West Coast offense was dominating.
But back then, they were throwing bombs. They were going vertical.
No, but they...
Now we throwing sideline to sideline.
That's when you had Larry Centers and those fullbacks having 120 catches.
Yeah.
You know, West Coast offense.
Everybody getting in on it.
Just dinking and dunking and no running the ball like that. That's how
it is. That's the whole league, man.
That's what it is now.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
They gotta run the ball sometimes, man, because... You actually are hurting yourself because you're giving the other team so many more opportunities.
Right.
You're stopping the clock.
Back
to that Colorado game, the college game. Like, you know, you throwing the ball incomplete, stopping the clock.
Yeah.
You get the lead. What's the best thing to help you out? The clock running, right?
Right.
Keep the clock moving. But, yeah, the Cowboys, finish up with them. What do you think about the Cowboys? Dak put the team on the back last night.
That showed
ball last night.
He capable.
He played
like
ball.
That's the Dak I see.
Out the mud, Dak.
Yeah, that's the Dak.
Now we're going to show up. We just the Cowboys. We're supposed to win.
We're not even going to talk about all those passes that Gallup was dropping.
Man, come on, man.
They should have cut him yesterday.
Man, come on.
Well, today, they should have cut him this morning.
Let him go. Hit the waiver wire. Goodness gracious. And Pollard, we saw last night, coming off the injury. He don't have that burst he had before.
He ain't got it.
Cause that run he had,
that dude Pollard, was supposed to come get him.
Man, Pollard gone. I don't say this is quick. I get
he
that.
He wasn't supposed to come.
Pollard was lightning in a bottle before he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Burst ain't that. And man, listen. Do you think the Dallas Cowboys miss Zeke?
Nah, not really.
His production has stopped, but I really honestly like in pass protection.
And, no, maybe in that, yeah.
In different, but and even just being a back to just, he wasn't getting a lot of production.
He's a complimentary back.
He's great complimentary, right?
Yeah, he's a complimentary back.
Is he even in New England? I mean, I know he's there, but is he even there?
It's
silent box.
That's some Belichick stuff, bro.
You think he's miserable up there?
Oh yeah, you know he ain't doing stuff freely up there. It's Belichick way or the highway.
I imagine he is.
He probably ain't even on TikTok. And you know it's hard to get them players off TikTok. Whatever that is, that everybody be talking about.
They stay on that. You know Juju is.
Oh, yeah. I got so tired of Juju and that TikTok.
Make a lot of money on that, man.
Yeah, we're making $11 million a year back then.
God,
ain't no telling what he making now.
Crazy, man. Saints, Jaguars. Jaguars ball the Saints up. But Saints at home.
Saints going to be my home.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
No, nah, man. Travis Etienne return to home to New Orleans. Well, we don't know about Sunshine, though.
Man, I don't think he's playing.
Saints can't do nothing with Jaguars with Sunshine, man. Lions, the Ravens.
I don't know, but I'm rooting for the Lions.
Nah, Lions gonna beat them, man.
Yeah. They are so
good. Lions gonna beat them. Raiders at the Bears. No Jimmy G. No,
Oh, Raiders. Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh, man, no matter who quarterback for the Raiders.
True. Oh, boy's out for the Bears, too.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Browns at the Colts. That's gonna be good.
Browns.
Definitely choose the Browns because Gardner Minshew's gonna be in there. Bills, Patriots.
Bills.
Commanders, Giants.
Commanders.
Giants fault though now.
Commanders.
Commanders. Got that good running
game. Hey, too. And then
Saquon Barkley, man.
Commanders looking good with that offensive coordinator they got over there. That don't nobody even care about.
It's hard for me to imagine that Byron Leftwich is out the league.
Yeah.
Shocking. Falcons, Buccaneers. There you go. Falcons, Buccaneers.
I like the Bucs.
I'm definitely.
I'm rooting for the Bucs.
I'm taking your favorite quarterback in that game right there.
Baker.
Old Baker. Steelers, Rams.
Well, man,
give me Aaron Donald.
We got to go to California. That ain't good for us.
Give me Aaron Donald. Take your Steelers.
How about them Steelers?
Take your Steelers.
Steelers win.
24-17 Rams.
Steelers win.
Cardinals, Seahawks. It's a tough game.
I like the Seahawks, but I don't want them to see them win, though. Because they didn't win this week.
It's a tough game.
They didn't beat the Bengals, though.
Tough game. Seahawks. I would say Seahawks, too. Packers, Broncos. Packers.
Yeah.
Coming off a bye. Broncos at home. Sean Payton. Hey, just a wash year.
Yeah, that's.
Washing them out.
Transition, yeah.
He's a great coach. He only won. He went to the Super Bowl one time with the Saints.
Yeah. With one of the best in history.
Without Drew Brees, he ain't did nothing.
Right. So they all.
Because Drew Brees left and he fell off and retired.
The quarterback makes the coach anyway.
Drew Brees retired. Sean Payton fell out. Drew Brees, when he got old, they weren't doing nothing.
Right.
Sean Payton leaves. He ends up giving all that money to Taysom Hill, trying to make him a quarterback. That's Sean Payton. Chargers, Chiefs all day long.
Chiefs beat them down.
Dolphins, Eagles.
I like the Dolphins, bro.
Man, nah, all day long. Dolphins. Dolphins. Dolphins, Dolphins, Dolphins. 49ers, Vikings. Niners got to bounce back.
Yeah.
And a good bounce back game to get on. Man, listen to all the teams that's on the bye this week. The Panthers, Texans. Cowboys, Jets, Titans, Bengals.
A lot of teams.
Wow.
We was on bye week last
week. Only two teams last week, though. Just y'all and Green Bay.
Okay.
Man, that's a lot of teams on bye week right there. So you got the Phillies tonight?
Yes, sir.
We'll see. Dr. Jim Radio, we out.